This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Because I understand he's a human being,
of course,
who missed a game because of a personal issue. Mm-hmm. We know about the funeral now. And last night, he wasn't Cat. He sucked last night. Like, it's obvious. I don't want to go over and over that because it's one game. So I'd prefer to go over his other failures in the fourth quarter as opposed to last night. So moving forward, starting tonight in L.A., we need to see a more vicious,
I don't think you're going to get that, though.
And a dominant Karl Anthony Towns. Yeah, we can.
But you're asking for something that's not in his personality.
Can I tell you why I disagree?
I don't see this happening. I know you can scream and yell for it, but it's a guy has to play the way that he's comfortable. And Karl Anthony Towns is not comfortable playing bully ball an antagonist.
No, but forget the antagonist. You're right. I'm not talking about punching him in the face. I'm talking about in the first three quarters of games, he does exert his physicality. Mm. He won't get pushed off the block. Like, there are moments where Karl Anthony Towns will be the tougher player. It's just usually in the first three quarters of games. We need to see that late. We need to see him exert himself late in a basketball game. So forget the punching, forget the pushing, forget being a guy he's not. Right. How about late in games, he's the guy he is at the beginning of games? That's fair.
Yeah, I mean, of course it's fair. And maybe that's what Tibbs, without Jalen Brunson available for who knows how long now, because we haven't had an update yet, maybe that's what Tibbs will lean on, right? But heretofore, it hasn't been the coach's desire to have that happen.
Well, it's going to have to change. We'll take a very quick break. We'll come right back. More thoughts on this. Plus, you're welcome. And if you're not sure why, you'll hear why in just a few minutes. Evan and Tiki on the Fan. So over the last 2 days, I made a point about Josh Hart. One was just factually based, that he had gone over a month without having a game where he had made multiple threes in the same game, and he was dealing with a crisis of confidence. Just backed up on the data, 10 for his last 49 from three. So I made that point on Wednesday. On Thursday, the end of yesterday's show, I said, you know, I got this feeling. Because I pointed out his struggles, tonight's the night to bet Josh Hart making multiple threes. If you don't believe me, here's the conversation briefly from the end of yesterday's program.
I have a feeling, especially after bringing it up, after addressing it, that Josh Hart will make two threes tonight. So if you go on your sportsbook app right now, you can make that bet.
You're welcome. That's all I'll say. Nothing else needs to be said.
Thank you, Evan.
Josh made two threes. Didn't make three threes. He made two threes. Mm-hmm. I made the bet. I'm happy. Lugie, you made the bet?
Of course I did.
You're happy?
Very happy.
You're welcome. Sean, did you make the bet?
Plus 250, I did.
You're welcome. Wow. Tiki does not bet.
I do not.
But you would have bet.
I would have.
I would have. So for everybody out there, just remember.
I don't know what I'm telling you to remember.
You're welcome.
No, because bet responsibly.
Bet responsibly, yes. Now, Tommy, you stayed up until after 1 a.m. last
night.
Sure did. Very proud of you for that. Your thoughts on the conclusion of what was, as you labeled it on social media, the worst loss of the season.
Yeah, last night was absolutely the worst loss of the season, especially when you factor in Jalen's injury. But even if it wasn't for Jalen getting hurt, I still thought that was the worst loss of the season. And to me, at the end of the game, and if we don't want to single out Cat, I totally understand that. I totally respect that, that he's got things on his mind. Absolutely, some things are bigger than what's going on at a basketball court, for sure. But I'm just going to couple him in with the entire team. When Jalen Brunson goes out at the end of the game, is that Draymond calling you?
It's actually the Brooklyn Nets. I'm not
the
even
Brooklyn
sure
Nets
that.
Are gonna, maybe they could get a hand in Steph's face before the end of the half, but it's a half-court shot.
There was a man in his
there
face.
There was a hand in it, exactly.
That's why you push him to the crowd so he doesn't make a mockery of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but then he's just making shooting three free throws.
And that didn't frustrate you? That I was watching that because I had the Nets in the first half, by the way.
It frustrated you because he threw it one-handed, like, let me just throw this thing up there.
Because he's comfortable. Right. That's my overall point, is that Steph Curry's way too comfortable playing basketball. People should make him uncomfortable. All right, I digress. Back to the Knicks. When Jalen goes down, and I understand that the Knicks are built in close games, that Jalen gets the ball, he's clutch, and everybody sort of watches him dribble around and shoot, much like they did with Carmelo Anthony, and Jalen's great at that. But once Jalen goes down, I'm sorry. I like Deuce McBride. Deuce McBride should not have the ball in his hands taking that shot. So whether it's Cat, whether it's Bridges, whether it's Josh, whether it's OG, if Evan all of a sudden had to run to the bathroom because he has neurovirus, we can't have dead air. Someone has to step up and talk. You're our leader, but when the leader goes down, somebody else has to grab the basketball on the road against a good Laker team. And I, whether it was Cat, whether it was Bridges, whether it was OG, whether it was Josh, Deuce McBride was the only guy sitting there taking the shot. I was like, you cannot be serious.
Don't get crazy about it. They play tonight, and let's see how they play. Minus Jalen
Brunson, hopefully,
especially in the clutch.
And hopefully without... I think Jalen, first of all, I think Jalen will be back as soon as humanly possible because that's the kind of player he is, and I think he just holds this personally to where he needs to lead this team. But let's say he misses a week. This will allow, hopefully, other players to step up so when they are clutch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Moments, somebody will want the basketball in his hands. Because I honestly don't care who has it as long as they hit the shot.
I think it's just that you know that they can do it and that they will.
Right.
That's what this opportunity for however long Jalen Brunson is out. That's what this provides. Yeah. That's what this creates. Who's taking that shot?
Whether it's Mikal, whether it's Cat, it just should not be on Deuce McBride.
You need guys to step up. I heard Gio say it this morning. I couldn't disagree with him more, but he is a Knicks fan who said there could be a positive out of this because of what you described of guys needing to step up. I completely disagree. Not that guys won't step up or it's good to see guys step up. I don't want my best player out. There's nothing good about Jalen Brunson being hurt.
You can't help that. So the only thing you can do is try to find a way to benefit from it.
Of course. I just don't think there really is any good that comes out of it.
This is what I
You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying.
And we'll see now.
No, you're right. There isn't. Because you're going to lose games that you shouldn't.
If Jalen misses some time here, I'll quote, we just lost him recently, Gene Hackman in The Replacements. Winners want the ball at the end of the game.
I agree.
So I'll leave it at that.
Well, I think you got to ask yourself a question. Are Mikal Bridges and Karl Anthony Towns winners? And I think we're going to start to get more information about that over the next couple of weeks. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Josh in Smithtown. How are you, Josh?
Hey, guys. So I was also with Tommy and you at that Nets first half. The New York hangover was very real for the Warriors. They were a little sluggish out of the gate.
Yeah.
But as far as the Knicks go, you know, the old saying is that expectation is a thief of joy, right? And when the expectations of the teams are high, and, you know, it goes to the Yankees too. Like, if Judge goes out this season and has 75 homers and 200 RBIs, you're going to have so many people saying, well, let's see him do it in October. Let's see him do it in October.
Yeah.
Because for the Yankees, being the team they are, we expect them to be there. The Knicks, I think, this year, they added Kat, they added Bridges. I think that inside that room, they just felt like they got better. They were in a spot where I feel like last year the only reason they went down was because of attrition. And I think the mindset for them is, okay, just get into the playoffs. So even as a fan, when I see Brunson go down, you know, as long as it's nothing serious, I kind of just shrug it off. I'm like, who really cares until we get to May and we're in the playoffs? Because, I mean, the one thing that does concern you is their performances against the good teams. But I don't think the regular season really means all that much to these guys right now.
I think as a fan, I'll speak from a fan perspective, because once you taste the playoffs, and I've been lucky enough, not this year, but I've been lucky enough in the past to experience that, you start to become more stoic about what the regular season means, which is you watch every game if you choose to. You care about the results, but the big picture is the big picture. And the big picture is, as crazy as you guys get about losing to good teams, it don't mean anything. Like, you can get all crazy about it. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
And that's positive now that I'm saying that to you.
Unless it's affecting their confidence when it matters.
I just don't buy that, though.
I don't either. I'm just saying. That's the only reason it would matter, is that they go in thinking they're losing. But this team doesn't have those kind of personalities.
I agree.
Josh Hart's definitely not that way. Brunson isn't. I don't know. We don't know Kat well enough, but I would assume he's not either. Mm-hmm. So I don't think anybody's defeatist on this Knicks
Which
team.
Is why I don't think those losses are the end of the world. I think what's important, what matters more than anything else, is playing your best basketball at the right time and being healthy at the right time. Jalen Brunson missing weeks could derail that. It could derail, A, playing your best basketball at the right time, especially if he has to come back like a week before the playoffs,
right.
And B, what if he's not ready for the playoffs? And those are the two things that matter a lot more than the way they collapsed last night. Like, yes, they collapsed last night. What I'm also telling you is, a week from now, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't. You're going to think about it last night because you stayed up till 1 o'clock in the morning and you're pissed off about the way it ended. I get it. But in the whole grand scheme of things, and you start to realize this when you're a perennial playoff team, which the Knicks now are, you start to realize, okay, what does it really mean? Nick's on the Jersey Shore. What's up, Nick?
Peek, what's going on, guys?
All's
Happy
good.
Friday to you.
Likewise, man.
Awesome. Listen, I just wanted to, you know, bring up, let's not forget that Karl Anthony Towns did go, you know, toe-to-toe with Joel Embiid on, you know, that little rumble underneath the basket. So I do think that he's got the physicality.
Yeah.
I just don't think that he's got the mentality portion of it.
Mm.
I think he was reacting like a flight or fight type thing with what happened with Embiid. But I don't see him being that type of dude to go out there getting somebody's jaw and get nitty gritty with them. Other than that, that's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, I appreciate you, Nick. No, I mean, it's, there are certain guys, and Draymond's actually one of them, especially when he was in his prime, where he was the instigator. Like,
yeah.
He was intentionally trying to disrupt your mind by being whatever, physical, et cetera, on the court. I played with a bunch of guys like this. I played against a couple of guys like this where they just talked nonstop, and they were physical for no reason, just to mess with your mind, and it takes you out of your game. Cat's not that. He's I don't want to say he's a finesse player, because he can get physical, but he's a mix of a finesse and a post presence, right? So it's not something he wants to do, to mix it up with guys. At least that's not what we've seen consistently in his career.
We'll get back to your calls in a little bit, but when we come back, the time has arrived. It's Tiki Barber Presents Trivia Jeopardy between Sean Morash and Sal Licata.
I'm a fat moron. Intellectually bankrupt.
And yes, I know you've all been asking for it. There is a theme song. Evan and Tiki on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America. Yeah.